Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Lisa Donovan, you are the manager of Down Syndrome Centre Cork, and you're building up to Challenge 21, which you'd like to encourage people to take part in order to raise funds for the Down Syndrome Centre. And I know that Rob Heffernan and Stevie G, both of whom are no strangers to us here in the Red FM Parish, are both assisting and helping out. Stevie was with you guys recently in the weekend gone by. Is this the case?
Yeah, he was. He DJed a party for us up at the centre. So today is actually World Down Syndrome Day. So we had a big party up at our centre on Saturday. Great morning. And we were really lucky because the weather held us out.
Just to clarify, is Down Syndrome Centre linked to Field of Dreams, or are they two completely separate things?
They're two separate things, yeah. So
very
Field
good.
Of Dreams
is for adults
part of Down Syndrome Cork. Yeah, we provide just early intervention services.
Gotcha. For two critical services to up to 180 kids with Down Syndrome in Cork. Best in class is what we hear, but
yep,
fully dependent on community fundraising to keep the doors open. So this Challenge 21 is very important for you guys. What's the story with it? What do you want people to do?
At the centre, we don't receive any government funding at all, so all of our services are provided through volunteer support and fundraising activities like Challenge 21. Challenge 21 is going to be on the 18th of June, Sunday. It's Father's Day, so get all the dads out. The 30th of April is just the closing date for people who
gotcha.
Want to be entered into a draw for a hotel stay.
And
people are free to enter up until, you know, the week before. Just sign up, start training and start raising money. So what we ask people to do is ask 21 people for €21 as their fundraiser, and then come along, take part on the day. It's a lovely walk. It goes all the way from Hoboland to Porky Creeve, all along the water.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beautiful walk or a run.
Absolutely.
It's really good community spirit. Anyone who took part last year really enjoyed it, and then we'll have a big party at the end.
In the Black Market is where the family fun event is on afterwards, and I live down that part of town, so yeah, the Ringmahon Walk is a lovely spot, and that's a nice old stretch from Hoboland all the way into Porky Creeve on June 18th in the middle of the summer. Happy days indeed, and Father's Day too, so really is a lovely thing to do. Tell me this, are you guys, I'm sure you'd love to get centrally funded to some degree or other. Is that an ambition for the centre? And in terms of there being a centre in the first place, who's been the driving force in that over the years?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It was a group of parents who saw a need for specialised early intervention services. I suppose they wanted to create a space where they met other parents of children who were at a similar age and stage. A key part of the service that we provide would be like parent support. So parents supporting other parents, because I suppose no one knows that journey as well as another parent who's already been on it. So there's no one going to provide that support as well as another parent. Our board are all made up of volunteers, mostly parents who have either had children since it was set up or stayed involved, and it's going from strength to strength. So it was set up by 8 families originally, and now we have about 180 families registered with our service. This year now will be year 6, so it's set up in 2017.
That is hugely impressive, just to think of 8 families getting together and what it must have taken to get it up and running and off the ground and to the point that it's at now is just hugely impressive. If you don't mind, Lisa, I'd like to share the local legend tag with all of those 8 families and the 180 families now, all of whom no doubt are thrilled at what you guys are able to deliver and keen to see it progress and move forward. And with luck, there will be funding coming your way, because it sounds like if ever there was something that deserved it, it sounds like what you guys are doing does. So Challenge 21, very important. Eventbrite, C21, have a search, see if you want to take part in a fun day, Sunday, June 18th. €21 from 21 people would make a massive difference to Down Syndrome Centre Cork. We wish you really well with it, Lisa.
Thanks so much, and I have to say it is definitely the families and the kids who are the local legends. 100% they're the driving force behind it. Yeah, we're very, very proud of the services we provide, so we're delighted to get the coverage. And everyone, I think, in Cork would agree that people of Cork are the most generous people. When they get behind us, we'll do great things. So I think it's the people of Cork who will keep funding us and keep they know the value of the service they provide
to the local community. And let's give a mention to Green Rebel Marine, because you know, in terms of supporters, they are main event sponsors, so we would be remiss of us not to give them a plug while we're thanking everybody for their support and keeping Down Syndrome Cork running.
They got behind us again this year, so we're delighted with the support from them again. They were a great support to us last year too, so we're delighted that they've decided to sponsor the event again this year.
Brilliant. Lisa Gorilla, Mila Margot.
For more Red FM podcasts, go to redfm.ie/podcasts.